Okay, hello. Welcome to Keeping It Real, where we feature entrepreneurs who are passionate about their business and have shared their story in our guest blog series, shareyourstories.online. This morning, I'd like to introduce you to Erin Miller, who is co-founder of Hummingbird Hill Homes, a company that is both passive house and well certified. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning, Trish.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right. You know, I thought that one of the really interesting things about your business, and when we first met you, you really gave me an education on what passive house and well certified means. So I thought I'd give you an opportunity to sort of fill folks in on what that actually means, because it's quite an amazing certification. And if I understand correctly, and I did my research right, you're one of the only companies in Canada that have both certifications.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, thank you for the introduction. So Passive House, it's really a voluntary standard. It originated out of Germany. And it's, in my own opinion, sort of the gold standard as it relates to sustainability and the built environment. The general objective of Passive House is to significantly reduce the energy consumption of the building. Upwards to, you'll often hear a reduction of about 90% of the energy costs to operate a home or building, and you do that really through sort of the latest in building science, geared around strategic insulation strategies, terminating what's called thermal bridging, in addition to really trying to reduce air leakage of the exterior envelope of the home. So that's sort of passive house. And then well certification is the exploration of the relationship between our built environments, which is really where we live and where we work, and our health and wellness. And there's a sort of more of an emerging field, and there's a lot of research that's pointing to the fact that we either didn't appreciate or we underestimated the impact our built environments have on our health and wellness is sort of the quick summary, I guess, for well certification.
Well, you know, what's really interesting is that you're being able now to introduce this into the custom home build market, because, I mean, clearly folks are working with an architect, they're investing in a wonderful design that sort of speaks to their lifestyle. And the interesting thing is then for yourself as a builder, you can kind of take those lifestyle choices and their, the way in which the family lives in their home and then exemplify that in the environment in which they live, which is really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you make a great point. The need for great architecture is kind of the, you know, that's step one, right? Is great architecture just facilitates and enhances the next step, as you described, to sort of addressing kind of a holistic approach to how do we, you know, the traditional design build mentality is to use really one of the five human senses, which is just what you're going to see.
Right.
And really the critical piece to this is saying, let's look at this holistically together as an integrated team, with the architect, with the interior design and with a builder, to say, how can we holistically approach this built environment with all five of the human senses, to really maximize the health and wellness, because it's how we experience built environments is with all five senses, not just one.
So it
really starts to open some very interesting and collaborative discussions.
So, you know, to your point about collaboration, because, I mean, we all know you and I are sort of, I mean, you're directly related to the build industry. I kind of have a client who's in that industry. So the really interesting thing is the collaboration, because, you know, one of the things that I think that folks forget is that when they build a custom home, it really, everything is done by hand. It's not like, you know, you build part of it somewhere in a factory and then they ship it and assemble it. I mean, you know, it's really craftsmanship and individuals collaborating together so that you have this amazing piece of architecture and a wonderful home at the end of the experience. But tell us a little bit about your light bulb moment, because one of the things that you shared in the article was that, you know, you were renting a house while you were renovating your own. So tell us a little bit about that experience and how it kind of, you know, tweaked your and piqued your interest of how you can do things differently.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And really kind of opened my eyes and allowed me to see it from our client's perspective when they're, when you're living in a built environment really that isn't aligned with health and wellness specifically. So my aha moment was exactly that. We were, my wife and I have three kids. We were renovating a house extensively, which required us to rent a property. And I started to notice very soon after we had moved into this rental property that I was having sort of poor sleep was kind of the first alarm bell for me. But then it was, you know, I was noticing I was getting frequent headaches, frequent colds. I have a home office, and I just found it tough to work. And I started to, that was my aha moment, was I was thinking, okay, this is sort of, the catalyst is me moving into this rental unit. And I started, that's, and obviously this is a few years ago when I started to really research the science behind the impact our built environments have on our health and wellness. And I started to realize that, yeah, it was very poor indoor air quality, from a few different sources. The acoustics in this house were terrible. It was close to a highway, so I could constantly hear noises, which was waking me up in the night. There was some materials that were used that I believe were off-gassing, as well, which was causing the headache. So anyways, it was a real eye opener for me, that there really is this significant link between where we live and sort of the impact it has on us.
Well, you know, you make a really good point, because I think, you know, we just think it's a house, it's bricks and mortar, you know, we're more concerned with the aesthetics of the inside, you know, what color are the walls painted, you know, am I going to put in carpeting or hardwood floors or that sort of thing. We don't really think about sort of the mechanics of what's going on within the walls of the house. And so, you know, one of the really nice things, and there's lots of us that are now working from home, right? We're all, whether it's at the kitchen table or whether we have a designated office. So, and there's lots of stressors, obviously, that happen in daily life. So are you finding at all that folks are actually looking for, perhaps renovating their existing locations? Because new builds are really wonderful, but not a lot of folks really have an opportunity to do a new build because, you know, it's expensive, it's time consuming. But are you finding that you're getting a little bit more interest with those two certifications in folks wanting to renovate their existing space?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the silver linings that potentially are going to come out of this whole COVID-19 situation is we're realizing that the home, the definition of what our home is changing. And we're all sort of are spending a lot more time in our homes. Our homes are also now including more of an integration with our work as well. And so funny enough, I'm kind of, I've got more calls now post COVID than I had pre COVID. And I think people are, I don't know if it's, you're just spending that much more time staring at all the walls that you don't like in your home, during this time. But yeah, I think people are becoming aware. And I always tell, you know, the most important thing for homeowners is really, you know, to educate themselves, do all their due diligence in the background, because there's such a wide variety of options, as it relates to renovations for sure. And as you've already mentioned, it's the collaboration, you know, pulling forward as much of the team, and the knowledge with that team, really at the front end of the project, versus how we kind of traditionally did it, which was just more siloed.
Right. You know, one of the other things that I was wondering if you could just maybe touch on a little bit is the transparency that you have as a firm. Because, you know, to your point about doing your due diligence and ensuring that you find the right connected partner, because whether it's a renovation or a new build, you're looking at, you know, it could be 9 months to a year before your home is completely finished to the architectural plan. So the interesting thing is that one of the aspects that you've brought into that relationship is the transparency from a finance point of view. So tell us a little bit about how you're trying to integrate the homeowner's experience with the build in that, in the finance aspect of it.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. I think, you know, builders, unfortunately, there's been enough bad experiences out there that there's almost like a negative connotation around, you know, a contractor or a builder, and potentially I could argue for good reason, right? That the transparency hasn't been there, the control for the homeowner hasn't been there, and you hear the horror stories about, you know, projects just taking forever, going way over budget. So what we tried to do a few years ago through the systems that we have is add that level of transparency for clients. So we have a very detailed budget. We show clients down to the cent where their money is going, including our fee, and it's all posted online through a client portal, so they have access to it. It's updated in real time, and we also provide original copies of all of the invoices that we pay to our sub trades at the end of the month in a file, again, online, that our clients can access and fully go through, just to, you know, because it is really about trust, right? And mm-hmm. and when you go into a relationship to either build a new home or renovate a new home, trust underpins everything. And so part of that mechanism also is putting control back in the homeowner's hands versus the feeling they've lost the control. So we've got mechanisms in place where they can control their material selections and have it all sort of done in templates that they can really manage.
Well, you know, to your point about trust, one of the things that we end our guest blog series with are three words of advice. And your three words of advice are persistence, passion, and empathy. So maybe you could sort of wrap up our conversation today by telling me a little bit about why you chose those three words.
Yeah, sure. I think as a business owner, but I think just generally, you know, your entire audience can probably relate to the persistence. You know, it's critical. If we gave up at every hurdle or obstacle in our way, we wouldn't be where we are, right? So I think it's just being determined, being persistent with what you're passionate about, which leads me into the passion and loving what you do. And I think when the passion is there and the caring is there, you know, that's where special results tend to happen, which then leads me, I think, to probably my most important word for me personally is empathy. And I think, you know, empathy is just the ability for me as a builder to take all of my personal objectives and push them aside and put myself in the homeowner, in my client's shoes, so that I can understand their objectives. And if I can achieve their objectives, ultimately mine will fall into place just fine. So I think empathy, you know, generally for me, but I think even just generally for the world is definitely needed.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I'm really glad that you had an opportunity to spend some time with us today, Aaron, because I know how important health and wellness is, not only to us as individuals, but as business owners and those who are in service to our clients. So thank you very much for spending some time with me today. I also want to thank the listening and viewing audience for spending a little bit of time in keeping it real. And I certainly hope that we had an opportunity to introduce you to the person behind the logo. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Trish.
Have an awesome weekend.
You too. Yeah, thank you for the opportunity to talk with you.